Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Faith in the Power. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And that's what separates things, isn't it? A lot of folks can put on a show for a little while, maintain a facade in the front for a time. But as the days go by and the weeks go by, it's hard to cover what's really there. And that's why we're supposed to have churches. The Bible said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Why? You're supposed to be with the group long enough for them to get to know you.
That's right. Right. That's right.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Huh?
Amen.
A lot of folks don't want that. They don't want that. That's why they just keep hopping around from place to place to place. I know in Brother Hagin's ministry years ago, we were counseling. I was one of the counselors there many years ago. And Brother Hagin kept sensing something was wrong. It was we called it the Healing and Counseling Center. And he kept sensing something was wrong. And every Wednesday night when we prayed, it'd come back up to him. He'd start praying about it again. Something he couldn't quite put his finger on. And finally, after weeks and months, the Lord showed him. He said, I never told you to have a counseling center. I said, prayer and healing. And it had turned in to something the Lord didn't say do. And he said, the Lord told him this. He said, sheep should be counseled in their own sheepfold.
Amen.
That's right.
And if they don't have one, that's a big part of their problem. What does that mean? I knew when the Spirit of God said it through him, I knew exactly what he's talking about, because just a few days before, some folks had driven from 3 hours away that we'd never seen before and came in there and wanted counseling. Well, I don't know them. Never seen them before. But the Spirit of God revealed to me while they were talking. I just only got this by revelation. I didn't get it any other way. He revealed to me, they're not telling me half the story.
Amen.
And they want me, based on this little piece they're telling me, to agree with them and confirm what they're saying and doing. And they're going to go back to their pastors and their people and tell them that Brother Hagin's folks said they were right. And see, that wouldn't fly in their own church because they know them.
That's right. Come on.
Come on, can you see this? They know them. And it wouldn't go. But that's why they don't want to do it there. That's why people keep leaving. They keep unhooking. They keep jumping. Going from here to here to here. No, sheep should have their own sheepfold.
Hallelujah.
Right? And stay in a place long enough for people to get to know you. And have some submission and respect for the things of God, that if you do need help and direction, you're willing to receive it. And the great thing about where God joins you, if God joins you to other people, joins you to this group, to this family, to these ministers and what have you, if it's God joined, you're going to find one of the most amazing things. They will still love you after they know you. That's the grace of God.
Amen.
And you will still love them.
Yeah.
After you get to know them. Now that doesn't mean everybody's going to be perfect and do everything perfect. They got flesh. Uh-huh. Just like you. And if you're looking for the perfect church where nobody ever acts fleshy and ever makes a mistake, how many know the answer to that? You ain't going to find it. If you did find it, when you joined it, you'd mess it up. Right? No. No, they're made up of people like you. But the good thing, when it's God joined, oh friend, don't jump out. Stay where you're joined. Hallelujah. and let God bless you there. And let Him prosper you in your God-ordained place. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Try it, he said. Prove it. Test it. Check it. Don't just blindly let other people tell you this is God and that's God. Let the peace of God. In fact, go to Colossians. I'm trying to quote it right now. But let the peace of God rule in your heart. And let it decide. Not some man, not some woman. No matter how much you love them, how spiritual they may be, they're no substitute for the Holy Spirit. Colossians, the third chapter, the 15th verse, and let's look at it in the King James, then in the Amplified. He said, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Now that's you and God, and that's internal, isn't it? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God, and the Spirit bears witness with our spirit. That's internal. That's not external.
Amen. Amen.
Don't be led by stuff out here. People say, what about putting out fleeces?
Oh, no.
Don't.
Amen.
You say, well, Gideon did. Gideon wasn't even born again.
That's right.
You couldn't tell him, Brother Gideon, be led by the Spirit. It wasn't an option to him. Wasn't available to him.
Amen.
No. So he's led. If this is you, let the dew be on the ground. Let this be dry. If this is you, let this be dry. Don't do that.
Amen.
Don't pray that way. Don't try to operate that way, because that's trying to be led by external things out here.
Amen. Right.
Amen. And the enemy can influence things out here.
That's right.
He's the God of this world.
Amen.
I've heard people say things like that. You know, Lord, if this is really you, then let four red cars pass by my house. One after another. Don't pray that way. Somebody said, well, I did, and God did it. He has mercy on babies.
Amen.
That don't know any better.
Amen.
But you keep doing that, you're going to wind up being misled.
That's right.
Because you're being led externally when you have the... That's part of why our covenant's better than theirs.
Amen.
Right? Under the old covenant, you couldn't tell them to be led by the Spirit inside, because He wasn't. They had to go to the prophet or to the king or somebody that the Spirit of God was upon.
Right.
And inquire of the Lord.
Amen.
But Jesus Himself said, in that day you shall ask me nothing. Oh, you didn't hear that. What did He say? Jesus said, in that day you won't have to come pray to the Father through me and ask me to pray. You'll pray in my name, but you can come straight to the Father and He will hear you.
Amen.
Come on, can you see this?
Yes.
That's why it's wrong to pray to saints.
Amen.
That's right.
Come on.
And try to get them to be your intermediary.
Yes.
There's just one God and one man, one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. And He said, you can go to the Father for yourself. That's what He said. Glory to God. Now you do come in His name. You have no standing except by what Jesus did for us and gave us. And yet you and I can come boldly to the throne of grace. What He's saying, Jesus said, you don't even have to come to me and say, Jesus, would you please go to the Father and ask Him for... He said, no. You can ask the Father. That's one of the big reasons why our covenant is far better than the old covenant. And how foolish of us to ignore that and go back to putting out fleeces and asking other people what to do.
Come on.
That's right.
When we can be led for ourselves. And because He's in us, His peace is in us. And the witness of the Spirit is in peace. Let that peace rule in your hearts. Listen to the Amplified on this. Let the peace from Christ rule, act as an umpire continually in your hearts, and deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds.
Amen.
You have inside you The umpire.
Uh-huh.
Are you safe?
Yeah.
Or is it out? How can you tell? Do I do it or do I don't do it? Is it right or is it not right? You don't look outside. Because the ump is on the inside. And he lets you know by this peace that passes understanding, this peace that you can't find anywhere else.
That's right. Amen.
You think about doing it and you just can't get settled. You can't get settled. The more you think about it, the more it bothers you. For some, you don't know why it bothers you, but you just can't get settled. That's the thing you don't do. No matter how logical and reasonable it seems, don't override something bothering you about it. Don't override. Don't let somebody else come and say, oh, come on. What are you doing that for? Just forget about it. It's going to be all right. Come on. Don't let somebody cause you to override what you have in your heart.
Amen. Amen.
Don't do it.
Amen.
When it's right, if it's God today, it'll be God tomorrow. And the more you pray about it, and the more you check your heart, you just have what one fella called that smooth, velvety feeling. We're not talking about a physical feeling, but we're talking about a witness that it's good, that it's right. And the more you look at it, we need to learn to pay attention to that. Hallelujah. And that's the thing when you follow it and you do it and you act on it, that's when God manifests Himself. Not just anything you decided to do, but the thing that He directed you to do. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He leads, He speaks, He guides, He directs. We have an unction of the Holy One. And we know all things that we need to know. We are born again. We are alive unto God. His Spirit dwells in us. We are His sheep.
Yes.
And we know His voice.
Yes.
And a stranger's voice we will not follow.
Yes.
He orders my steps.
Yes.
He directs my paths.
Right.
He causes me to know the way wherein I should walk.
Yes.
My steps are ordered of Him. Can you say,
yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
my steps are ordered of Him. He's speaking and I'm listening.
Amen.
He's leading and I'm following.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know when you do that, that's when He said, I'm going to manifest myself to you. I'm going to demonstrate my power to you. I'm going to do things in your life. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Faith in the Power, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.